Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotion. So good to have you with us tonight. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, tonight we are at Psalm 103. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for what a rich blessing it is to follow you. Please teach us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go, Psalm 103. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. For as man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Blessed the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What a beautiful psalm. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what am I called to do in response to this? I don't know how you're going to underline just one passage here. I think I'm going to just start with B, and I am going to underline verse 22. I think that's what's going on here. This is all meant to bring us to the point of saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. The beautiful things that God tells us here about himself. He satisfies our mouths with good things. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. He redeems our life from destruction. He executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. This is a psalm that is about adoration. Adoration. Who God is. This is a psalm that should be a pattern for us in our prayers, that God is so good. He is so righteous. He is so merciful. He is so just. He is so pure. He is so forgiving. I love the pictures that we have here so often in this psalm, picture upon picture. One of the ones I absolutely love is verse 12. I'm going to go ahead in my Bible. Those are too good not to underline. Verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so his mercy towards those who fear him. Do you know how far the nearest star is? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles above our heads. Yeah, God's mercy is greater than that. God's forgiveness is so sure that as far as the east is from the west, the Lord has removed our transgressions from us. I think sometimes we feel like the Lord forgives us but keeps a grudge list. You know, the Lord forgives us, but he's got it really written down in a little book. And at the last judgment day, he's going to say, you say you love me, but look at all these. No. No, love keeps no record of wrongs. And when the Lord forgives us, he removes our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Who can understand the depths of his love? Who can know the riches of his mercy? The Lord is good to his people. His mercy is everlasting. Do you believe in him? Do you walk in his covenant? Do you cling to him alone as your only source of joy? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are, a God rich in mercy and abounding in grace. The one who is good to us every day, morning and evening and at noon. Father, we cry aloud and you hear our voice, for you are our heavenly Father, and your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us for our sins. Remove them from us and fill us with joy in who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord give you a great night's sleep tonight as you rest in his tender mercies toward you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.